CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right, that right there was, who was that? It was My Bloody Valentine. Yes, it was. I haven't thought about those guys in, like, decades, actually. Maybe one decade. They're awesome. I mean, you can't say a bad thing about Swerve Driver. They were formed in 1989 out of England. And that record we heard that song from is called Loveless. That's, I think, probably their most, you know, hit record. 1992. And, have I seen those guys? No, I don't think I ever saw, Mezcalhead. Now that was a good record too, actually, speaking of which. Yeah, I never did see My Bloody Valentine, but, I'm going to be playing on that note, some Swerve Driver, because I thought of those guys too. So I'm kind of going back a fair amount today. I think a lot of the songs I'm going to play some. I have lined up also Archers of Loaf. Yeah, it's very cold out here in Vancouver. It's like, I don't know, less than zero. So compared to, you know, the polar vortex that a good chunk of North America just recently experienced, I think we're okay, but but one good thing is that it's staying light out longer, visibly, meaning that, like, at 5 o'clock today, it was still quite bright. And I was like, all right, cool. So that gives, I think, all of us a lot of hope in terms of, you know, spring, because it's already February 6th. And, that means, baseball season is actually major leagues less than 2 months. So that's exciting. Yay. All right. So let's see, what do I have next? Okay, right. I'm going to play something from Archers of Loaf's 2000 release. It's called Seconds Before the Accident. This song is great. Its lowest part is free. My name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm with you all until 8, and I'm here every second Wednesday. Yeah, all right, so here we go. This is, All right, that's much better. Okay, this here on CITR is Archers of Loaf.
Strike up the battle. NPR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
I'm sorry, we seem to have a technical difficulty here. So let me, I was just getting some songs set up here. Anyways, one of these, things is not working. Anyways, let me get to where I was going with this. Now, I was going to tell you that, I had earlier talked about My Bloody Valentine because we kicked the show off with that. And then I mentioned something about Mezcal Head. And I was like, wait a second, that's Swerve Driver. I confused the two. So, anyways, we just heard Archers of Loaf with a very short song. And now we're going to be heading on over to, what did I say? Swerve Driver. So I'm just getting these songs set up. Here we go. Swerve Driver. Here we go. Okay, good. Let's listen to some Swerve Driver. These guys are also out of England, the whole sort of shoegaze deal. I love these guys so much, and I still do, but I saw them, I know for a fact, I saw them twice. I saw them twice at the, here in Vancouver, at the Starfish Room. That's where I saw them. And it was such a great show. I just so enjoyed everything about it. It was amazing. So we're going to hear something from their record released back in 98. Called 99th Dream. And let's take a look here. The song we're going to hear, it looks like, I think I got it right here, is called, what is this? Yeah, this is the actual title track from the record called 99th Dream. All right, sorry, I'm kind of like running ragged here. Nothing's really working properly. Okay, let's hope this works. Okay, I think we're good. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. This is Swerve Driver.
Protection nature, could I Love you.
All right, that right there is one of my favorite bands ever, Elastica. I was so influenced by them on every level, like in terms of playing music, and that song might be my favorite song of all time. Yeah, so Elastica, that's Justine Frischman, who is at the helm of that band. I love it how there's Justine, the lead singer, and Justin, the drummer. Yeah. And they are now defunct, of course. That first record, though, was like, I want to say 1995. And I remember seeing them at St. Andrews Hall in Detroit, and I just was like blown away. Yeah. So Elastica. I think they've been said to have fully ripped off, was it Television? Yeah. What? Oh, what's the other English band? And I have totally heard the similarities, but anyways, there we go. That's Elastica. Flipper was in there before that. Flipper is a band out of San Francisco. They were formed back in 79, and they're highly influential on a lot of bands sort of in the 80s and 90s, one of them being Nirvana. Yeah, David Yao was in the band Flipper. And if I seem surprised, it's because I'm just Googling him now. I'm positive David Yao is the Jesus Lizard guy, right? Isn't that him? As I'm Googling this. Yeah, I'm right. Okay. So he was in Jesus Lizard, like who I used to be totally into back in the day. I haven't played Jesus Lizard in forever. I can't say it. Jesus. I'm not drunk. Yeah, so that's David Yao. He was also, but as I mentioned, he was in the band Flipper. That's kind of wacky. Yeah, I'm positive David Yao is, or at least Jesus Lizard, I think was from Chicago. How wrong am I? Oh, look at that. Yeah, based in Chicago. Yay. I would win at that Rock and Roll Jeopardy one. All right, so that is Flipper. Now, before that, we heard Swerve Driver, and that is that. Okay, the time is, what time is it? 6:55? Yes, it is. I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And what do I have up next? Ooh, I've got this band. Okay, so this band, they're called Goodbye Honolulu. And these guys, where are they from? I should know this. I don't know. Are they actually from Hawaii? I don't know. I tried Wikipediaing them and I couldn't find anything out about them. Not too much. Okay, but anyways, we're going to hear a song of theirs. I know that they're on Burger Records. I know that much. I should read an article about them, maybe. That would be nice. Okay, here we are. This is Mother to a Brother. You can find this online on their Bandcamp. It's a single of theirs. Okay, before I do that, I need to make sure everything else... Okay, cool. Okay, this is, as I mentioned, Goodbye Honolulu, and they are... Well, it looks like there are... they're all boys. All guys, it looks like. Okay. We've got Jacob, Emmett, Fox. Listen to their names. Are they made up names? Is this a joke? Okay. We have Fox Martindale. That is the guitar and lap steel guy. We've got Emmett S. Webb, Jacob Switzer. We've got Max Bornstein, and then Mike Turner. We got Mike Turner on the tambourine. That's what it says. Who gets credited as tambourine? I mean, me, I don't know. So does he tour with them too? Who knows? Okay, let's go on and hear this song of theirs, Mother to a Brother, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What you want. This is Tom Ferris from Mauve. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Here's one of my channels is not working. Okay, that's what the problem is. All right, so that's fine. I'm just going to talk my way through the next song. What do I have for us? I was going to play what is this? A community PSA, but that's not working. So as I talk to not have dead air, let's listen to some new X-Hex. How does that sound? We can do that, right? X-Hex has a new record out, and I love them. Mary Timoney, she would be the lead singer of X-Hex, and yes. Oh, hello. Can you come back? We have our friendly, awesome person here who's going to help me with something. Hi, what's your name again?
Tanner.
Tanner's here. Okay, cool. This is the issue, Tanner. This is not working. See this deck B as it goes back and forth? Okay, I'm just going to play some X-Hex. Sorry, let me just hit this. And this is... Mary Timoney, formerly of Helium, etc., and two other females who are awesome. I've seen them before. They're so good. They have a new record out. We're going to hear the song right now. It's called It's Real. Here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Counting motorbikes on the turnpike, on a rising house. Live your
Thank you.
Well, that was intense. All right, that right there was New Cloud Nothings. That is from their record, The Echo of the World, from... No, sorry, the song is The Echo of the World from their newest record, Last Building Burning. Yeah, no, those guys are from Cleveland, and I've seen them before a couple times, and I love them. Especially the very first record is awesome, so... Or, well, I don't know if it's the first one. The one from 2011. 2011 or so? That one just killed me. That one just was amazing. All right. Before that, we heard another one of my very favorite songs, Tracks of My Tears, which is, of course, a Smokey Robinson tune. That one was covered by Linda Ronstadt. That, a lot of people have covered that song, by the way. That's from her 1975 record, Prisoner in Disguise. Such a perfect song. And before that, out of the Canadian Maritimes, we heard Always, or if you want to pronounce it, Always. So it's A-L-V-V-A-Y-S with their very dreamy song, Dreams Tonight, from their record released just over a year ago called Antisocialites. And there you go. 7:17 is the time. My name is Anita B, and you are with me here at CITR listening to, I don't know, whatever I choose to play until 8 o'clock. So let's see what's up with weather for Vancouver. Let's just find out. What's the date today? Today is February 6th. Yeah, already February 6th. I don't even know if the groundhog saw its shadow or not. I don't know. Does anybody really care? I will say this, though. Speaking of groundhogs, I think, of course, of the movie Groundhog Day, which is a classic. I mean, you can't go wrong with Groundhog Day. And of course, you know that the premise of the movie is that What's-His-Face wakes up every day to the same day. So it's like deja vu every day, and he can't get out of the loop. And I think it was just last night I was watching this show. I think it's called Russian Dolls. And it was very Groundhog Day. With what's her face from who I love. Also, let me tell you what's her name. I can't. What's it called? Russian Dolls, plural. Russian Doll is the name of the show. It's really good. It's a Netflix show. Natasha Lyonne, of course, is in Russian Doll, and this show is very Groundhog Day because she keeps dying at the end of the day. I don't want to ruin it. I probably just did. So she keeps dying at the end of the day, and it's her 36th birthday, and it's pretty good so far. I mean, I got a little, like, tripped out. I had to, like, stop it after about maybe two episodes. It's very, very trippy. So there you go. So if you've never seen Russian Doll, check it out. And I got to that because why? What was I talking about? Something about groundhogs. How did I even get there? Sorry. I don't know. Oh, well. Oh, yeah, because I was talking about the weather. God, I'm going off on a tangent today. All right. Okay, let me stay focused. Can I stay focused? Yep. Today is Wednesday. Okay, so tomorrow's Thursday. The high for tomorrow is 2. And then Friday, it's 3. And then on Saturday, it's highs of 0. So for this area, it's relatively cold. It's pretty cold. Tomorrow is cloudy with sunny breaks. Friday is scattered flurries. Ooh, that's kind of exciting. And then on the weekend, it looks like it's mostly sunny. All right. And leading into Monday as well. So that's exciting. All right. Good. I think I don't need to tell you anything else, do I? Nope. Okay. So let's move into Brutal Poodle. Let's do that. This is a band that features John Johnston, who's local. He's in Slow Learners. Yeah, Carmen is, so it's a three piece. So two guys and a female and Brutal Poodle. All right. Now, I think I'm going to play us also some Slow Learners after that. That's John Johnston's band. All right, here we are. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM.
I was mayhem murdered by a crooked teeth. Hung on to every illusion casts its die, die, die. And the horse that dances starts to fly. Rhythms of metamorphosis leaves their stain. Memories of happiness kept in vain. The target tomorrow is one step beyond. For lilies of mercy lost on the pond. They cry out for freedom to the lighthouse above. They are angels of victory, peace, and love.
Oh yeah. Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, intern, or learn a language? Mark Thursday, February 28th, your calendar, and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. There's a feature seminar on scholarships that starts at 1 p.m. and the expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check it out online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that right there is Metric out of Toronto. Well, they spent some time in New York, so in Brooklyn as well. There we go. That is from their record. I have it here. Let's take a look here. Metric, Fantasies. That was released back in 09. I love that song. It's great. All right, before that, we heard something from Waves from their record from 2010. King of the Beach, we heard Baby Say Goodbye. I saw those guys actually in the summer in Detroit at the Mopop Festival, which was really fun. My friend Jess happened to be in town because I seem to spend my summers in Detroit as of late. And it was right in the Detroit River. It was actually a really cool setting. It was like super urban. And if you know anything about Detroit, like to have a festival like right downtown, like right on the water, compared to what it used to be back in the day where you'd have to go out to like Pine Knob or wherever, like out to the like outer suburbs for like a festival kind of deal, was really refreshing and really nice. And yeah. All right. Let's see. That was Waves. That the lead singer is very short. Fun fact. Very short. All right. Before that, we heard something from another. I think he's kind of short, too. Kid Koala. He used to be a Vancouverite. He grew up here, went to high school here, but then spent some time, I think, in his later high school years around like Maryland, like D.C. area. That's Kid Koala. And we heard the song Battle of Heaven and Hell from his release, The Slough, 100%. You cannot go wrong with Kid Koala. Always. When in doubt, go Kid Koala. And then Slow Learners and Brutal Poodle, who are both fronted by the local guy, John Johnston, in there before that. I'm here until 8. My name is Anita B, and my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That means I have 17 more minutes. So how are we going to spend it? Well, let's see. We have coming up next something from the Pointed Sticks. This is one of Vancouver's very first quote-unquote punk rock bands. Kind of like punk rocks, new wave kind of deal. I saw them at their first like reunion show back in like, I remember my ex and I took a kid. It was our kid. I'm just trying to picture which kid. I think it was the first one. And she was like, she had like headphones on. She must have been about 2, a year and a half. It was an all ages show. Yeah, I think we took her. It was weird. There were other kids there too. We don't do that. I mean, like, that's not a thing that you usually do is bring your kid to a rock and roll show. But yeah, that was funny. That, where was that at? Richards on Richards. I'm talking about the Pointed Sticks. Yeah. So anyways, I'm just flashing back. I think they had toured Japan just prior to that. So that must have been, if my kid was 2, that would be like 07, 07-ish. Something like that. 06, 07. Maybe a year old. I don't know. Anyways, let's listen to these guys. This is a really sort of their iconic song. The Real Thing from the record Perfect Youth. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Facts. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Sunday. Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, yes, you are listening to CITR. My name is Anita B, and the time is 7:54. McConan is coming on next with his show, Mixed Cassette. He is here from 8 until 9, so stay tuned, 6 more minutes. What did we just hear right there? That was Sore Points. We heard 2 songs from them. One of them was Nightfall. The other one, I don't know. It's from their new record, self-titled. It is their local 3-piece band. There you go. Sore Points. You can't go wrong with them. Before that, we heard something from The Descendants from, I want to say, 1982. From Milo Goes to College, Hope. I love that song. And The Pointed Sticks were in there before that. My name is Anita B. I'm here just for another 5 minutes, but come back in 2 more weeks because my show is bi-weekly. So every second week from 6:30 until 8, you can hear Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I've been doing this show forever. It feels, my goodness. Yeah, so I'm going to leave us with something from the Misfits. This is from 1986. Their record Static Age, and I'm going to play us Hybrid Moments. And that is that, I think. So I hope you all have a good, I don't know, night, a good week, a good month, a good life. There we go. This is the Misfits on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You have And Tuesday too. Call me on a Wednesday.